Happy holidays! Welcome to All Wine Aside, episode 5. Why do I keep forgetting? It's not like we have 106. I'm Charlie. We have here Brooke.
Hi.
Almost forgot your name.
Oh.
Kinda. Mm. And Sloane.
Hello.
How's it going, ladies?
It's going well.
Good, good.
Yeah? It's the holidays. It's
festive.
Yeah, we just went through Christmas, and now we're heading to New York?
What?
New York? Hey, I got almost the right letters. New Year's Eve, my goodness.
Do you have like a New Year's Eve present for us that you didn't tell us?
New York needs Eve. Yeah, I wish, but no.
You know why we can't remember what episode it is every time? Because we're always drunk.
Nice. So we'll be in trouble if we do remember then. That means we didn't drink enough.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, let's get started.
Chin chin.
Wee. Cool. Oh, that was an awful one. But Tommy pointed it. Okay, let's drink. Well, you know what? Let's start right away.
Yes. Talk about the wine.
Look, we remembered.
Shit. We have to go get the other bottle, though.
Oh, can you?
I'll go get it. Yeah.
Okay. So,
what are we drinking this week?
We are drinking un vin blanc sec mis en bouteille dans nos chaises.
Mis en bouteille dans nos chaises.
Eh ben, il manque juste un E, and it's chaise.
Okay.
Dans nos chaises. Et c'est Cuvée Prestige Christophe Dalbré, réserve collection privée.
Nice.
So. I also enjoy their red wine, this one.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, it's very good.
Well, I bought it at
SAQ, I would assume.
You could also buy it at the grocery store.
I think I bought it at the grocery store.
So not at the grocery store. But sometimes they have the SAQ section.
Oh, no, but I did buy it because I bought it with my blue bottle. The blue bottle.
Oh, yeah, the blue bottle. And we also have a Chardonnay Central Coast. Mm. Product of the USA called Sterling Vintner's Collection.
It's a nice little bottle.
And I got this one out of the SAQ, guys.
Ah, which was open.
Because
it wasn't open on Christmas Day. And she had a little bit of a panic attack.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because I had a celebration of Christmas with my friend. My family is on the 24th, like a lot of people. And on the 25th, because I'm single this year, I didn't have any other party to go to. So I decided to throw a little get-together. Between friends, which ended up really being little. Because there was like...
Nobody showed up! Nobody!
But the important people showed up.
Which just me and our friend, let's call her
Stella.
Stella.
No. But there were four other people that showed up that are also very important. My friend who I'm going on vacation with, and a couple of friends, and another guy.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Wow. How did I forget that?
Seriously.
Where were you?
You're right. No, because we were there for a long time by ourselves at first. So to me, that's like, whoever showed up after doesn't count. You're right. A few people showed up.
Yeah.
We were expecting more, though.
Yeah.
But it was still fun. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter.
Sounds fun.
So I didn't have anything for Christmas either. So that was poop. And but I bought myself a shitload of crap. So that's cool.
Because you don't have to do any gifts, though. So that's pretty
exactly.
cool.
Exactly.
Just save buy a lot
myself,
of money.
No, I bought myself a lot of stuff. Bought myself a jacket, glasses, lots of crap.
Yeah, but
good for you.
It's still better than having to buy shit gifts that you don't give a shit about to shit people.
So true. It's true. I did save about $500 this year. Well, that's cool.
Wow.
I'm
going to date you in the future. You have $500.
But just, that's it. Like, just being single. Yeah, you save tellement d'argent. It's unreal.
Yeah. Except you have less sex. That's fine.
Not really.
Bitch.
Well, for the record, the last 5 months of my relationship with my ex, we did not have sex.
At all?
For 5 months.
5 months.
5 months.
That's nothing.
That's like half a year when you're with somebody.
Yeah.
Like, what's the point of being with somebody? That sounds bad.
It was much, much longer for my relationship.
What?
What?
Then how long?
Oh my gosh.
Maybe a year.
What?
Yeah.
You're like, but you guys are so young.
I need to feel loved. If we're having
fights
and
loved.
Stuff, it doesn't...
So would you be the one saying no?
Yes.
Oh.
Are you
surprised?
Because you guys
aren't getting along.
Well, no, but I mean, it's because for me, for 5 months, like, no one made a move. It's like there was
no
attraction between us.
Exactly, but that's pretty much what happened. Because at the end of a relationship, que tu le veux ou non, it's like you're not going to make the effort anymore. You just don't want to. Like, you don't have that attraction or that passion anymore.
Yeah.
So you're like, fuck it.
That sucks.
That sucks.
I'm gonna go
but
with
to me, my wine and watch TV in my underwear. Actually, that probably would have helped. Actually,
yeah. Maybe you should have taken your wine into the living room.
Maybe
your
you
underwear.
Didn't drink enough.
But yeah, so no, I think I'm having more sex now. At least it's more stable
and more various too.
Yeah, which is always nice.
Yeah, because she ended up finding some random guy and having sex with him.
On Christmas Day?
But he's not random, though.
Not random.
Random
okay.
guy in your house?
Okay, can I... yeah, you just showed up and she was like, hey, want to have sex? Let me ask you, Brooke, since you're, like, the neutral part in this. Tell me if this is weird. Okay. So, you're going out with someone.
Okay.
For a while. And he has a sister. Okay, wait, the boyfriend.
I'm going out with somebody and he has a sister.
Yeah. Okay, cool. He has a sister.
Okay.
The sister also has a boyfriend.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Make sense?
Uh-huh.
So basically, your sister-in-law has a boyfriend. Okay. So basically, like your brother-in-law.
Right.
Type, quote unquote. Right. Both relationships fail and they break up.
Oh gosh, okay.
You start going out with the sister's boyfriend.
Yeah, it's weird. Well, okay, no, it's weird. Okay, no, wait, hold on. Because I'm putting myself in this position right now with, like, Tom and his sister, and that would be weird because we've been together forever, and that's, like, literally, like, my sister-in-law. So that would be weird. It depends, I guess,
how long... Yeah, 13 years is a long time.
Yeah. Right, like, it depends, like, how long, I guess, the couples have been together. If you guys dated for, like, 3 months, and the other people dated for 6 months, I don't think it's a big deal.
But there's... But it's not like we'd see each other that often. It was, like, a 3 or 4 occasion per year that we would see each other.
Was this just a hookup or you guys started dating?
No, it was a hookup.
Okay, no, that's, I guess, less weird. Like, an actual, like, dating and then, like, going home for the holidays, like, that's weird. But just hooking up, I guess, I mean...
But and like, I mean, you're having sex with your brother-in-law.
Oh, please.
Yeah, like, again, like, if I'm putting in my actual life scenario, that's
time.
Weird. But I guess, like, I don't... I mean, everyone's situation's different, yeah. And if there was an attraction there...
I want to hear from the fans. Oh, I call them fans.
You're assuming
from
they
the
like
listeners.
Us.
But see, the thing is, I think there was always some sort of attraction, even when we were in a relationship, but I never
obviously
looked at him that way, and now both been, like, out of these relationships, and we still talk once in a while, and then just start
I
life.
Don't
it's
know.
That weird. Yeah, I don't think it's, I mean...
But I mean, I wouldn't want my ex to know. I wouldn't want his ex to know.
Is, but he's going to find out.
Like,
I think he's going to find out.
How?
He doesn't have to. As long as the guy's on the same page where you're kind of like,
he totally
that just
on.
Happened. Let's not like...
For the record, it's like an XXX. Like, it's been a while. Like, it's not... Yeah. It's not like my recent ex or...
Still, I still find it weird. I don't know. It's just me. Okay, so let me tell you what happened to me. Because I kind of pushed the boundaries of the retail world this week. I'm kind of embarrassed about it, but I'm also kind of impressed with myself because I made it happen. Ready?
Oh, wow, yeah.
So I'm an impulsive person.
I have no idea where this is going.
Yeah. So I'm an impulsive person, right? So if I want something, I freaking go to the store and I buy it.
Mm-hmm.
It's that simple. I'm also a very, very last minute person. If, let's say, I need something for 5:30, I'm at the store at 5:15.
Right.
So before I went to Costa Rica, I needed a suitcase. I was leaving at Monday at 8 o'clock in the morning, and Sunday at 4:55, I was at La Bay.
Oh, jeez.
5 minutes before...
To buy a suitcase.
So, 5 minutes before the store closed. So, I'm like, rushing, I don't have time, I need to leave tomorrow for Costa Rica.
Why didn't you go to Winners?
I've been to Winners. I've been everywhere, actually. I've been looking for a suitcase for a very long time,
okay. But
I'm very picky. I don't know how to make decisions, basically. I'm not picky at all. I don't know how to make decisions. So, I was like, okay, well, I waited for the perfect suitcase, and then I got to last minute, and I needed to leave. So, the first suitcase that I finally, like, was okay with, I just bought it. It's like $4.55. I need to fucking buy it. It was $250.
Jesus.
For one suitcase. Well, La Bay.
This is why you should have went to it.
I think the brand was like Ricardo or something.
Like Ricardo Cuisine.
That's the first thing that came to my mind too. Kesma. I was like, Ricardo.
Yeah. So I got home with this 200.
There's an apple pie in the suitcase.
Nice.
That'd be amazing. That's totally worth my money.
That's what 200.
Like, the suitcase is worth $100, but the pie inside.
It's another $100. So I go home and I put all my junk in it. It was like $250. Oh god, so expensive. But I was like, whatever, you bought it, who cares? Now the money's gone, it's over. I come back from Costa Rica, everything's great. Shh, quiet. So she just figured it out. So
and it wasn't dirty?
Listen, so I come back from Costa Rica and I'm like, oh, you know, I could have just got a suitcase that was $70. This is stupid. I have 30 days to return it to you.
No.
You so returned your used suitcase.
So you cleaned it?
No. So I cleaned it. I cleaned it and I went to like There was like a few scratches on it, but like I cleaned it like a motherfucker. And then I cleaned the wheels because that's number one. So cleaned the wheels and like emptied it all, and it was perfect condition, kinda. Put the tag back on because I keep the tags for at least like 3 weeks after I purchase anything, just in case I decide to pull something like this. And I returned it, and it worked.
Nice.
No way.
Good stuff.
So yes.
Good for you. Who charges $250 for a suitcase?
I would like to thank the girl that doesn't like her job.
who was careless
and just like didn't look at my suitcase, and she took it back and I got my money back.
No way.
Yeah. I walked out of there. I was like, are you serious? It fucking worked.
I'm with my ex-boyfriend who want to buy in batterie de cuisine. So like those pots and pans, like, you know, that come in a kit.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
like Lagostina. So it's $800. But that day there was like a special, or that weekend there was a special. So we went to buy it for my ex's parents. We went to the Bay that weekend. And if you had like the Bay credit card, you save an additional 25%. Mm. And then
that's how they get you.
Yeah. And I had like a $100 gift card from the Bay. And I had to buy an ice cream maker as a Christmas gift. But so.
Did you know that she just wrote this down?
No. That's my only story.
That's the only thing she just wrote down.
Yeah, yeah. But my story. Okay, but my story is not about ice cream maker.
Doesn't matter.
I bought an ice cream.
It's just funny that it happened that way.
I'm buying an ice cream maker, and my boyfriend at the time is buying pots and pans ensemble. And we go there, and I'm like, we'll make two separate purchases, whatever. I'm going to make mine with my gift card. And actually, let's just put everything together. And we're just kind of confused how we were going to do this. And the poor cashier is, you know, how they hire cashiers just for the holidays.
I have no idea. Oh, no.
Yeah. And she's been there like 2 weeks, and she's still trying to figure out like the cash register. And now she has to give us a credit card, you know, to fill in, and then give us the 25%, plus I have this, plus there's an extra discount. A big deal.
Était perdu, là.
Était fucking perdu. But here's the thing. We make the purchase once, and she gives us the credit card, and then the 25%, and the 30%, and whatever, and we're like, okay, thank you. And then my ex goes to pays, and then I realize, oh, you didn't use the gift card.
Oh.
So she's like, okay, I'll refund, and then I'll remake a purchase. I'm like, okay, that's fine. She does that, then use the gift card. But then we realized she didn't take off the 25%.
Oh my God.
So then refund. And then because she had already used the gift card, loaded another gift card before so that she could use another gift card. But instead of writing $50.
That was definitely not the right way to do that. But no. Okay.
But instead of writing $50, she wrote 50 cents. So then when she made the purchase with the 30, the 25, the gift card, I look at the bill, I'm like, that's right, the gift card was $50. And I was like, you only gave us 50 cents. She's like, oh my God. And then there's like all these receipts everywhere. She's like, another refund. And then like she's freaking out, and there's like a million people behind us.
And it's like Christmas.
It's insane. Yeah. So anyway, and it's all on that, you know, HBC credit card. So anyway, finally a supervisor comes in. He's like, okay, let me clear this up. And then he's like, go meet with all the papers and whatever. Anyway, we ended up paying. We leave. We get out of the store.
Out the door.
We get the bill for the credit card.
Zero. Like she didn't charge?
No. But because of the charging, return, and she was so confused, we had a bill where they had to give us $60. So they sent us a check for $60. And we got
une
batterie de cuisine Lagostina worth like $800
for minus $60.
You got paid $60 to buy it.
Which honestly was worth it because we were there for like an hour. I'm like, oh my
you
God, fuck
for
my
like
$60. Life.
$60.
Yeah, seriously.
Thank you for purchasing this. Here's $60. That's crazy.
Yeah. And the other thing.
Gotta love morons. I love it.
You do.
Following your suitcase and returning shit. When I was young and poor and obsessed with shoes, because I've always been, I used to go to Winners and buy shoes. And you know how they have that sticker underneath it?
Yeah.
I would buy a pair of shoes that I could not afford, go home, take a look at my shoes that I already own, and be like, which pair have I not worn that much that I could return? And then I choose a pair and I switch the sticker.
Oh my gosh.
And I get a refund.
That's
so I get my pair of shoes and a refund.
Oh my God.
Genius. Sissy
crush and freaking genius.
Genius.
Yeah.
I did that. Brooke is going to go try it tomorrow.
I was like, what shoes have I not worn?
Oh my god, I know. Pick some out of mine. Mine are all freaking
new. It was horrible. It was young and broken. For the record, now I always purchase my shoes. I don't return any of them. And you know, I've grown also to the point that the shoes that I buy are shoes that are comfortable and that I actually like. Not that they're too small and I'm like, it's good.
It's gonna fit.
Yeah, that's it. You know.
I got an ice cream maker for Christmas.
Yay!
And I really have no story to go along with this other than...
You got an ice cream maker for Christmas.
But I'm going to make that wine ice cream that we can't find in stores. Oh! That was the first thing I thought. I was like, I'm going to make the wine ice cream.
That's genius.
Yeah. That is so smart.
Now I'm excited.
Yeah, I have to find a recipe because the thing is you can't really make it like regular ice cream because alcohol doesn't allow... It's a freeze. Like, so I have to like play around a little bit. I got this gift from my brother and he also gave me a Ben and Jerry's recipe book.
Nice.
I know. But there's some recipes that call for rum and stuff in it and it even says that the alcohol will prevent your ice cream from freezing. Going as firm as, I guess...
Regular ice cream?
So I guess there's ticks. Tips and tricks. There's ticks
in your ice cream.
There's ticks and tricks to make it freeze better, so I just have to play around and find that. But I'm really excited to make wine ice cream. And I'll bring it here for us. We'll have one podcast where we just eat ice cream the whole time and get
drunk. I'm excited. Seriously.
I'm excited.
That's going to be so delicious.
Watch it be super crap.
It's like beer ice cream. Apparently, it's not that amazing.
Beer ice cream? Never heard of that.
Ben and Jerry's has beer flavored ice cream.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know what? Now that you're saying that, that's actually in my recipe book. And I should have brought my recipe book. I didn't bring it. No. I should have brought it. I think the beer ice cream's actually in there.
Mm.
I skimmed through
it. They do have one.
Yeah. Because there was even like margarita ice cream and there's a lot with alcohol.
Oh, so they do have. Okay. So it'll be easy. What else do we have to talk about?
What happened? Remember last podcast where you... when you came back from Costa Rica, and you had this guy.
Oh, the guy that I emailed.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Do you remember?
Yes.
The guy that I emailed? He never emailed me back.
Nothing.
What a jerk. He never emailed me back, so I guess he had a change of heart and decided that he doesn't want to cheat on his girlfriend. Marry me instead.
Oh. Damn it. Boys, they're all the same. By the way, speaking of boys, remember last time I had, like, that 24-year-old that I was somewhat
texting
seeing?
You all the time?
Yeah. He was a fucking pain in the ass.
Why? Texting you all the time?
Yeah, because I think he purposely forgot his cigarettes at my place.
Just to see you again?
Oh, you're so dreamy, Sloan.
I guess so.
But the thing is, during the last podcast I was here and he was texting me saying like, hey, what are you doing tonight? But I saw him like the Saturday night and there was a Sunday. He texted me like, oh, I think I forgot my cigarettes. I'm like, yeah, you did. Big deal. Like, go buy another pack.
Right.
And then the Monday he was like, okay, can I go have a drink with you and you can bring me my cigarettes? And I'm like, oh, you know, I'm kind of busy. He's like, okay, well, maybe tomorrow. I'm like, oh, you know, we'll see. And then the next day I had a drink with a friend. So he goes to the bar and he started texting me again. He's like, hey, are we having a drink? And I'm like, oh, actually, you know, I'm with a friend. He's like, well, I can go meet you. And I'm just like, stopped answering. Like, I was like, okay, ça va. He sent me a message on Facebook saying, have you seen my text?
Oh my gosh.
And it just didn't obsessive.
I know. I didn't answer. And then I went to bed. And then the next morning I kind of felt bad. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. You know, I just got a little bit tipsy and just went to bed. Like, he's like, oh, cheap shot. And I'm like, cheap shot? Like, fuck off. You know? And on the Sunday, we have like a goodbye party for one of our friends who was leaving work. So we're going to this Saint Cassette thing. And he texted me. He's, hey, do you want to have a drink tonight? And I'm like, okay, you've been texting me like every day.
Enough now.
I'm like, ça va? And I'm like, oh, you know, I have this thing for a friend that's leaving work. And he's like, well, can I go meet you? Like,
he said that?
Yeah. And I'm just like, well,
wow.
So I could have a work thing. He's like, where is it?
And he's like obsessed.
I'm like, plateau.
Super general, yeah. Like, so like, you can't come find me.
It was like Montreal or Plateau. I'm almost said Montreal. And then he's
Montreal
like...
Montreal would have been bitchy.
No. Yeah.
Montreal.
So it's like Plateau. But then he sent me the grossest text I've ever received ever in my life.
Did he send you a picture of his penis?
No, because I would have liked that.
What? Yeah, but still.
The word itself is ugly.
He said, okay, it's in French, but he's like, parce que je passerais bien me ramasser un French des clopes en take-out si c'est une possibilité. And I was like, ew, no.
Ew.
Then
like together at the same time?
Yeah.
It's a dirty kiss. Okay.
Like my mouth full of tobacco.
Cigarettes and blah, blah, blah.
Anyways, then I was just kind of like, ugh. So then I didn't answer. Then he sent me another message on Facebook saying, hey, have you seen my text? And I'm just like, leave me the fuck alone.
Are you serious?
Then the Saturday, he's like, hola, ¿qué pasó? I didn't answer. Then, sorry, that was the Friday night. The Saturday, he writes, knock, knock. I didn't answer. The Saturday later, he writes, beer?
Oh, question my mark? Gosh, get the hint.
Yeah.
Wow. And then I was like, you know, I'm already with somebody else having a beer. And then he's like, pretty harsh. Dommage.
I'm pretty like, harsh. No, I've been actually really gentle by not answering any of your texts.
And that was the last time he texted you?
Wow.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. So he's obviously crazy. But people that text like that, like intense text, let's say you send a text to someone or somebody sends you a text message and you don't answer. Mm-hmm. After how many texts of not answering should a person get the hint, you think?
Two.
The guy that I'm sleeping with, he's a non-texter either. And I text him like once a week. Like, are you still alive type thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he doesn't answer. Does that mean like, fuck off?
Maybe.
Like, he'll text me like 2.5 days later, like 3 days later.
And like...
Well, he doesn't
care. He'll answer my question. He'll like, won't elaborate. I find that so funny.
You know, to me, in my mind, if the guy is interested, he'll be excited to text you.
That's what I think too.
And if he takes 2.5 days, it's clearly he's careless or he's just like, whatever, you know.
Yeah. But if I don't text...
Does he text?
He text.
The power of an unanswered text is crazy.
But isn't it like, après un bout, c'est comme qu'il niaisage, là? It's like, well, you then either you want know. To text
her. Stop texting.
That's right. But he texts me if I don't text.
But that's it. So just stop texting.
You. Yeah, just let him text you and then don't answer him back for 3 days.
But it's like all these like...
Yeah, but then where does this relationship go?
It's obviously going nowhere if he texts you and doesn't text you back. So just play his game. There's obviously... The only thing that's happening here is sex. There's not even text happening. So just play his game.
See, that's the thing that funny. I hate though. Like this whole like fucking game thing.
Oh,
and, like,
it's insane.
Honestly, this guy, had he not texted me obsessively for like 6 days in a row, I probably would have seen him again. He was fun and cute.
But he's a little bit
But
annoying.
Now I was like, hey, ça va faire, là, tes cigarettes, Carlis?
Why?
So now I have a pack of cigarettes at home that I don't know
oh,
what to do.
Oh, he never came to get it?
No.
Send it to him by mail.
Oh, God, that's
I don't
so want to
know where he lives. Oh, and the worst part is I hate when people know where I live that I'm like, ew.
But no. You have guys over your house all the time.
No, I don't.
No?
No.
Where do you have sex with these guys?
Well, if
the bathroom?
No, wait. I've only had sex in the last, like, 4 months, like, 3 times.
Okay, but it's a general question. Where do you have sex?
Well, in my bed, but it's not like I have guys over my place all the time, you know?
No, but...
No, I don't. I really don't. God, where is
but
this
I never
going?
I know, but I never understood that. No joke. Like, if you don't want to talk to somebody, tell them.
Instead I should have said that. Yeah, I should have said that. It. But to me, it was like, okay, ça va, je vais, like, I was always busy, and I was like, I'll answer him like tomorrow and be like, okay, like, come get your cigarettes and we'll have a drink. Like, in my mind,
just to get rid of it, you know?
No, but in my mind, it was like, I'll actually do it. And like the Thursday, I was just like, no, like, it's enough. But I didn't bother to answer because I was in the social context. And then the next day, he texted me again, and I was again in the social context. I'm just like, leave me the fuck alone. And I didn't want to say, leave me the fuck alone, and I just didn't answer it, which is not something I usually do.
Right, because you don't want to hurt his feelings.
It was because, but I still did in the end.
Yeah, exactly.
You might there's no way around
like
that.
A bandit, no. Like a bandit.
That's it. But technically, like, well, other guys, I'll just be like, it was fun. Ciao, bye.
Ciao, bye. Mm-hmm. Clearly, he's clingy.
And he was like too lovey. Remember, that's what I said. He's like too lovey-dovey. And I was like,
Yeah, you know. You should have taken that as a sign. Like when he Seriously. Walked out and as soon as you came back to your bathroom and you saw the cigarettes, you should have ran.
I didn't
take
even...
Take them back! I don't want to see them. You again.
Yeah. So, anyways.
Okay, so New Year's is happening in... Yeah. Actually, you know what? What day are we today?
The 27th, because I'm leaving tomorrow.
And what day is New Year's?
Wednesday.
So, Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Because this is going online Wednesday. Yay!
Happy New Year, live from Dublin.
Yeah, live from Dublin. So...
Well, on my part, anyway.
Yeah. So, what do you guys think, anyways, about this New Year's resolution crap?
Yeah.
Do you guys have any? Are you one of those people that don't or do, or you do?
I always do, because I always try, but then... And sometimes it does work, but it's just... You know, starting fresh, and because it's such a like introspection time of the year, you know,
right. Introspection.
Yeah, kind of. It's the time you kind of take to
like where am I at in my life? Where do I want to go?
What do I want to change
and,
in my life?
And sometimes it's good to like realign those things and just kind of faire le point puis de repartir après. But
that's okay. But some people have resolutions that it's like. I want to lose 10 pounds.
Yeah, those are ridiculous. Those are like... Yeah. I read an article on that today about how, like, just stop. stop doing that.
Just stop doing
yeah,
that.
Stop
or, like,
that
no, piece. But also, don't do it. Like, do it in March if you want to lose 10 pounds and
right.
Get rid of, like, the rush of the new year to get healthy and fit and whatever, you know?
Right, because gyms suck in January.
Oh,
they
fuck.
They are so packed.
It's crazy.
Oh, really?
So packed, yeah.
I definitely wouldn't know.
No, they're so packed. I mean,
because of the new year resolution. It's crazy. That's like... That must be...
you know, get fit, get shape, lose weight must be the ultimate, like, resolution.
Right. Yeah. Probably. Everybody picks that.
But I have resolutions.
What are your resolutions?
I have three.
You do too?
Yeah, well, I have. I mean, like, I like to call them resolutions. Am I the only loser that don't? I like to call them resolutions, but I do have, like I said, it's the, I like to take a time and be like, think about where you
want to go. Well, resolutions or goals? Because I don't think that's the same.
I think goals are probably a better word. Mm, yeah.
Okay.
So I have goals, but I also have resolutions.
Okay, so go. Sloan, you start.
I'm Sloan.
Brooke, you start.
You said Sloan and pointed at me. Yeah. That was confusing.
That was very confusing.
I don't... I constantly, throughout the year, try to think about ways. I mean, I'm somebody who... How do I say this? I'm somebody who constantly tries to work on myself. Like, I go to therapy, and I try to, like, you know, I try to just constantly evolve.
Evolve.
So I always have little ones, but I like, right now, at this point, something I want to do, I guess, make a point of doing in 2015 is anything that causes me stress, finding a way to get it out of my life.
Nice.
Whether it's a person, a situation, a place.
What if it's anything, work?
That's my first one on my list. but finding a way to, one, either make it not cause me stress, and if there's no way of doing that, then getting it out of my life.
Nice. I'm going to tell you right now, I did that 2 years ago. You're going to lose a lot of people.
You know
I'm
what?
Just telling you,
know
you that right now.
I've been doing that. And like, and that's why, like, I kind of, like I said, I'm somebody who constantly tries to, like, think of stuff like this. So I have been doing this, and I have been losing a lot of people from my life.
Yeah, but your life is just better anyway.
Oh, yeah.
I feel, like, loads being lifted off my back. And that's why I was like, if I'm going to make any sort of resolution or any sort of goal for 2015 is to keep that up and to make sure that... Oh, what's causing interference?
Somebody's getting a text?
No.
I'm not getting anything.
Not even.
Okay. weird. it's an alien!
Yeah, if I'm going to put pressure on myself for something, it's to make sure that if anyone's causing me stress, it's only me.
There you go. Yeah. But then you can't get rid of yourself.
I'm putting stress on myself to make sure that there's no stress in my life.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I shouldn't say put stress on myself. I'm putting pressure on myself.
I was just going to say, that's quite an irony.
Put stress on yourself to get rid of stress in your life.
No, but really, if there's anything stressing me out in my life, it's because I'm doing something to remove a big chunk of stress from my life. You know what I mean?
That makes
and
sense.
Like, often the act of doing that can be very stressful because it can be a big change and it can be something that, you know, takes us out of our comfort zone. But I think in the end...
Well, big changes like that are never easy.
Mm-mm.
And, like, I'm sure 2 years ago, when you did that, like, cleanup of your life, like, it must have been, like, a tough period of just being, like...
It depends, because when I did it, I didn't do it by choice. I did it because I burnt out. Like, I couldn't figure it out. Everything was going wrong, and I just said, like, fuck off to everybody. Mm. So, like, my getting rid of people that were stressful in my life happened by chance, almost. Like, I just said fuck off to people, not realizing that that was the problem. So, I couldn't tell you. But it was great.
So, it kind of just worked out.
But I did that, too.
It just worked out.
It kind of just cracked and it worked out.
Exactly.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. But, you know, now it's like, you know, you're by yourself.
But I did that, too. And to me, it was like a 2-year process. I made, like, a scene on a New Year's Eve, actually. It was my worst New Year's Eve. I made such a scene.
It happened to me, too, actually,
to my ex-boyfriend 2 years ago. Pretty much, I just... found that he lacks some drive and ambition, I guess. And he had some project. I went up to him completely drunk.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's not right.
And I was like, and he's 7 years older than me. So I was like, you know what? At your age, I don't want to be where you're at.
Oh.
Ouch. Like a real fucking bitch.
Yeah.
And then it just exploded.
It was like, Sloan, go to sleep.
But he was drunk too. So he walked out the apartment. And we were in the party, like, not our apartment. So he walked out of the party, and then I started crying. But it's like...
It's a fun party. I'm glad I wasn't there.
Yeah. Like, and then he came back, and we were talking, but we weren't talking. We were, like, screaming and, like, yelling and slurring. It was just horrible. And that was, like, the first step of, like... And then I was like, okay, like, I'm not happy. Something's up. So I went to see a shrink, and then... He really helped me out, and I cleared some people out of my life, but not my boyfriend. And it took longer, but eventually I knew that it wasn't right, you know, and it kind of helps you to see that. But it was a 2-year process. Like, it's not something you do in, like, 2 days, unfortunately.
Well, it depends who you are, your personality, I guess. Because
yeah,
I definitely did it in 2 days. It wasn't pretty, but I did it. But, yeah. So that's good. So that's one.
That's pretty
half
much
an hour for one.
that's pretty much my main one. I think that's...
Well,
that's the answer to all my problems.
Really. Here's to hoping that I'm not one of those people.
Ah, just if you were, you would have been gone already.
That's nice.
That would be an awkward podcast.
By the way, I am no longer coming back here.
No, more awkward would be, by the way, you're not coming back here.
We're be taking over your house every other week.
I know
week,
it's your house, but we don't care. Well, I have New Year's resolutions. Like,
what are yours?
Well, open that bottle first and you...
Let's make that our first resolution.
Yeah.
And
more wine.
I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
Well, my first one is I want to get my eyebrows done more often. Like, I'm such a sloppy eyebrow.
Funny.
I want to get my eyebrows down once.
You have to go to those Indian girls.
D's.
With,
threading. I go to D's, yeah.
Oh, they're the best.
Don't look at them right now because I'm due. I'm going on Monday. But, $4? And honestly, it's the
cleanest. Doesn't it hurt?
Not any more than waxing or anything, no.
No.
The cleanest eyebrows will ever be. They're so clean and so, like, they're so...
I mean, it's not relaxing, but it's like a two-minute thing. You're like, and then there's hair going everywhere.
I took Tom once with me to get my eyebrows threaded, and he had, like, a complete, like, panic attack in this place. Because have you ever seen the girls do this?
No.
Okay.
I don't even know
YouTube
what it is.
YouTube or something. They put piece of thread in each hand and in their mouth, and they do this like this movement that looks
really?
Like they're like bobbing their head
it's
over you.
Fucked
yeah.
Up.
And
it's
he was like,
up.
He was like, Brooke, I didn't know where to look, and I couldn't look at them do it, and I felt really awkward in this place. And it's actually funny to watch them do it, but honestly, it takes like 5 minutes. Your in and out costs you like $4, and it's the best.
It's $4.
Yeah. And that's because they just
we'll
raised
go together
their price.
One day. Yeah. When you're ready, we'll go together.
It's awesome.
But you know what my fear is because I've never, no joke, ever did my eyebrows in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what if they fucked it up? And
but
it's ugly.
It's happened. It's happened before.
I know. Mm. I don't want it to happen.
Well, it has never happened to me at D's.
It's happened to me a lot.
But the thing
at D's,
is...
No, it's never happened at D's, sorry.
No.
No, but it's like, what if it doesn't fit your face?
No, but that's the thing. You just go. They go with the shape of your eyebrows. They don't try to recreate a different one, and you're not going to get out of there with, like, fucking des accents circonflexes, là. Okay? All I'm saying is, if you're scared, you can say, you know, just a cleanup because it's my first time. And they'll take out minimal, and you'll be fine. It's just amazing. To give it shape, so you don't have to worry about it.
I don't like this.
No, honestly, go to D's.
Where's that?
Like we've said, they've never... They have a few of them. There's one on Liège, which is the one I usually go to because it's near my work.
Where's Liège?
In cool. Like, near, yeah. Where
is it? There's one near Côte-Vertu Metro.
There's one, I think, in Laval, one in the West Island. There's like five of them all around.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Good for them. They were supposed to open one downtown, and I guess that never happened.
They should.
Yeah, I know.
But honestly, the problem with this place is, like, you go, like, a Friday afternoon, the lineup's out the door.
What?
But yeah. $4 get your
eyebrows
done.
Because they're good.
They're really, really good. I've been to another threading place here
in
our
like
area.
I feel like I want to go to this place and be like, dude, what are you doing? Raise your prices.
$4?
They're going to go under.
But think about it. You're literally in the chair for 5 minutes. That means within an hour, somebody can take 12 people?
Yeah.
So it's like 12 times $4. Like, that's a good amount. Even if
per hour? That's not a lot.
12 times $4, that's $48. Or even if you're splitting with $24 an hour for doing this.
That's a lot. It seems like a lot of work. I wish people could see you right now.
She's like docking her.
It's like a bobbing of some
YouTube
sort.
This. And like, I'm not saying they don't work hard, I'm sure they do. They're standing all day. They're like face to face with people who probably smell bad sometimes. And like, I'm sure they work really hard, and maybe they should raise their prices, but they probably won't be as busy if they raise their prices.
No, but if it's $4, I'm sure if it was $14, you still would go. Come on.
No, I wouldn't go.
Yeah, I don't
for
know.
For $14?
My thing is, I wouldn't wait in line that's out the door around the
that's
block for $14.
Change.
I would for $4.
No, because coffee's not even
$4. Technically, eyebrows are never
what?
$14.
You're drinking the wrong coffee, obviously.
What do you mean? Starbucks is not $4. More than that.
$14. Oh, they said $14. Coffee's not $14. I was like, whoa.
Whoa, when the day that happens.
Eyebrows are not that expensive anywhere, but they're dirt cheap and they're the best. That's why people go.
This wine's
delicious. And they used to be $3. Back in the day, they were $3, and then they upgraded $1.
They
I'm like, I'm still gonna
past,
go.
Like,
I guess
I would still go for like $5-$6 for sure.
I didn't go for $10, but I'm not complaining at $4. Like, I'm not gonna be like, raise your price. I'm a client.
Yeah, no, but I know. But being a freelancer, doesn't that bother you? Like, I don't know. For me, being a photographer, it's like you get what you pay for. $4 for eyebrows, I wouldn't go.
But all threading places are like this. There aren't some threading places that charge $20. Like, all threading places charge under $10.
I guess I would have to do my own research.
And the thing also is that they don't only do eyebrows. They do, like, legs, armpits.
Right.
They do everything.
It seems like a lot of work for an eyebrow for $4.
No, but
like,
it's not
I would
a lot of work.
Never
you're there
that.
For, like, 3 minutes. Like, you literally,
not
like,
even.
Not even.
You're,
like, you're
there for,
no
like,
time.
A minute. And then it's, like, there's hair flying everywhere. And, like,
falling on your
mouth.
Face and tinkling your face.
Oh, it's gross.
And your eyes water. Have you ever had your upper lip threaded? That kills. Like,
never.
Bitch.
I'm blonde. I don't do that.
Oh, my gosh. That kills. So now when I go, I'm like, can you use the wax on my lip? Though
really it
yeah,
hurts
oh my god like tears streaming
why
down
don't you
face.
Do laser on your lip
They won't, when I had laser done on my bikini and underarm, they said they wouldn't touch the face.
Why?
I don't know. But to be honest, I literally have like three hairs on each side. Like, I don't have a lot anyways. Right. But just like...
But that's why I said laser would be perfect, because once most of the time would be
electrolysis
done.
Electrolysis you could do, right?
Yeah.
Because laser is bigger, like, I think
pulsing,
like...
whatever.
Bigger spots they take, so I think your face is just too small for that. I can probably do electrolysis. And I need to actually have electrolysis to finish up my laser that I had done, so I'll probably get that done at the same time. Thanks for the tip.
You're welcome. So I'm pretty sure when I, because I buy my laser from Groupon crap.
Okay.
And it was like two areas for $99 or two, three areas for $199 or things like that. And I'm pretty sure it said one area could be your lip.
Oh, when I had mine done, I had asked about the face and she said we don't touch the face.
So maybe it's just that place. Yeah. I wouldn't know though. I never had laser.
You never had?
You're too blonde
I'm
for
too
laser.
Pale.
Yeah.
They won't do it on me.
Need unique color.
They would burn my skin. They would
definitely do it on mine. Being Italian sucks.
But isn't laser awesome? Did you have it done?
I had it done. What made me laugh is that I did it and I was like, does it hurt? And she's like, no.
Oh, it hurts
and
so much.
And I fucking died,
man. Oh my
man.
Gosh. Can I tell you?
It hurts.
It hurts
And she's
so
like
bad.
Looking at me like I was a freaking baby and I was like, no, it really
no,
does
that's
hurt.
Insane. It hurts so. The first time I had it done, I wasn't expecting it to hurt either, and I guess I had my hand on my chest and I clenched my chest so hard that I broke all the blood vessels in it. It looked like I had hickeys all over my chest.
Oh, no.
And that's, so it hurts.
It does
it hurts.
That
hurts
girl
a lot.
Was crazy. Yeah. But she said it wouldn't hurt and it really, really, really hurt.
I want to buy the no-no machine.
My grandmother has that.
Does it work?
She says it does. I don't know.
Okay.
I haven't really asked
can
her
you,
results.
Can you take it and like we'll test
it? I can find it. I can definitely find out. If I just ask her about it, she'll probably get me one. So I'll just start asking questions about it.
Okay.
She's like one of those people. Yeah,
we'll do it on the podcast.
You go to her house. You're like, that's a nice table. And you leave with her table. So I'll be like, so tell me about your no-no. And I'll probably get one.
I love those grandmothers.
I know. Seriously. My birthday's coming up too. So I'll start asking about it. I'll probably get one for my birthday and I'll bring it in. Okay.
Perfect. So I have more New Year's resolution.
Go ahead, tell me. Because I don't have any. Like, really?
Well, I'm going to try being a pescatarian.
All right.
What?
Okay.
Okay, no, wait.
Oh, Jesus.
Because technically what I want to be is a flexitarian, I think is what it's called in English.
I know, bro.
Okay, wait,
thank
does
you.
This have something to do with eating meat?
No.
Yeah.
Kind of. Well, kind of. You'll see.
It's like, okay. A pescatarian is a vegetarian that eats fish.
It's a fake vegetarian.
Okay. Right. And a flexitarian is a person that is like a vegetarian or some form, like vegetarian, pescatarian, like whatever.
Okay.
But if on an occasion where there's a family dinner and
you'll
there's
meat.
Only
okay.
meat, you'll
I've done that
eat
too.
Meat.
But can you tell her, though? Can you tell her, if you don't eat meat for a long time, you can feel sick to your stomach, right?
No, at all. You feel fantastic when you don't eat meat. I've done flexitarian, whatever it's called. I've done pescatarian, whatever. I've done vegetarian. I did vegan for a couple weeks.
But doesn't
I've done a lot
Tom
of
feel really sick when he eats meat now?
He's never been able to digest red meat properly.
Oh, okay, so that's why he's never been able to.
Yeah, no, he's never like.
Okay.
As long as I've known him, he eats red meat. Like it's a situation. The next
okay.
day. Yeah. But we've done like I said, we've done vegetarian where we've cut out everything but fish, eggs. We've done vegan where we cut out everything. We've done where we're only doing poultry. Like we've tried everything. And I have to say, it's really, really difficult. I'm at a stage right now where I am eating meat. But you feel fantastic.
When you don't eat meat?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But that's also what
but
I've
I
heard.
Love
and
meat.
It's also like an environmental issue.
Yeah,
for
just,
me.
You feel I don't know, you feel good about yourself. You feel good physically, like
well, you know, I'm not saying like
so why do you want to do this?
I want to try it. I want to see if
for what?
I want to see if I'll feel better and if like just knowing that it's better for the environment because the bovine industry is like really 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 bad for the environment. So I'm thinking I'm just going to try it. And if like après 6 mois I'm like ugh, fuck this, I just want a big fat steak. Well,
then you do it. Exactly.
Fuck it, you know, that's what it's going to be.
Yeah. No, honestly, like it's such a touchy subject for me.
But I'm only doing it like I'm saying New Year's resolution, but technically I'm going to be like in Scotland for
so when you come back.
So when I come back cuz I kind of want to try haggis.
What's that? Is haggis?
Yeah. It's like meat shit parts that they put in like the
shit parts
in, like well not shit parts but like des retailles de viande, sort of.
That
like
sounds leftovers? Delicious.
Leftovers?
That they put in, like, the
sausages?
Stomach. The stomach, and then they... I mean, the idea is nasty, but apparently
in
it's
the
delicious.
Stomach or the intestines?
The stomach, I think.
Wow.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And then you kind of eat it, and anyways, you, well, you don't kind of eat it, you eat it.
You kind of eat it.
You shove it up
you
your nose.
You smell it, shove it up your nose. You're good.
Yeah. But, But yeah, so I'm going to definitely try it once I'm there, and it kind of defeats the purpose of being a pescatarian.
You know, right. I think if you can go day to day and not have to eat meat with every meal and every day, then you can do stuff like that and be okay with it.
That's it. And it's already sort of the case, so I'm thinking let's just try it like officially of not eating any meat.
Yeah. And then when like something like an opportunity like that comes up that you want to try something, or like you said, a family dinner, then you eat the meat.
Yeah.
Because if you really think about every single person, the amount of somebody eats, like, and you relate that to an actual animal, like, to think about, like our family, like, obviously, like, in one day we can go through, like, say, some sausages in the morning, a chicken for a meal, and then, like, you know, some other sort of meat. So, like, that's, like, that's a lot of animals in one day for one family.
Right.
Like, think about, like, the amount of farms, the amount of animals that need to be, not only, like, I don't want only to be, like, oh, those animals died. Like, yes, it's really sad, but also just, like, the whole environmental part, like, the amount of farms that need to run because of this, the amount of cow poop out there, the amount, like, the amount of food that's needed to keep these up, and the amount of food we waste, because we take it for granted. Like, you buy a chicken from IGA.
Right.
You eat half of it, you forget it in your fridge for a few days, you throw it out without thinking twice about it. That's half a chicken.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
That's like...
But that's also... Yeah. That's not just meat. That's like with every other
food. Right, exactly. But, and I don't think... We don't tend to think of it like that.
Because we're over-consumers.
We are.
Yeah.
We are.
Well, maybe that will help. Little brats.
We
but
are.
Maybe that will help me. Not it's, being so...
And plus, you live alone, so I'm sure you don't even...
It's easy.
You don't you don't eat that much meat anyways, right?
I don't. I never cook.
I don't eat a lot of meat either because I live by myself. So it's like, I'd probably be a really easy process. You just don't buy the meat.
Right.
I know. I know.
Coming up with ideas, like for me having to cook for a family, coming up with ideas I found really difficult. But it's not that. And even eating out as a vegetarian is a lot easier than you would think.
Right.
Like, most restaurants offer some sort of vegetarian option.
Yeah, for sure.
And there's
for
always
sure.
fish, definitely.
There's always fish.
That's it. And that's kind of why I don't want to cut fish.
Right.
And technically, peut avoir du poisson élevé biologiquement, and like, it's just a little bit more...
Fish your own fish.
fish you know what?
Fish.
That should be another one of my resolution. I want to fish this year, fuck.
Fishing's so much fun. I fish
I've never
girl.
Done it.
Let me take you fishing.
Okay, then.
I love fishing.
I love fishing. I bought my daughter her first fishing rod.
I just want to be in like a fucking chaloupe with like beers. Mon rack à poisson.
It's awesome, I'm telling you. It's the best thing, being in a boat, you're fishing, and that thrill when you get a bite.
That's what I want.
And you eat it that night for supper, you caught that yourself.
We should winter fish.
Ice fishing.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
my brother winter fish. He has all the equipment.
Winter fish.
That's how much of a fisherman you
it's
are.
So cold though, winter fishing.
Oh, it's fun.
No, but you're in a little cabin though.
Yeah, you can bring cabin. You can have a fire in your cabin because ice is so thick. You bring your skates and you can skate around on the ice. It's so much
really?
Fun. Let's go fishing.
Oh my
that's
God, let's do that.
My birthday, we'll have my brother take his ice fishing.
I think we should go ice fishing. That's cool. And my big brother used to bring me fishing when I was small.
Yeah?
So much fun.
I had another resolution that I forgot now.
You forgot it? I don't have any at all. Is that weird that I don't have any?
At all. That means you're comfortable with how your life has been.
I want to go on TV again.
That was awesome.
Okay. That's a goal. That's not
sure
a resolution.
We're allowed to talk about
well, we said
not.
That it was goal sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I'm saying real resolutions.
Pescatarian's a real resolution?
Well, yeah, I want
to
think so. like she said, it might be a way for her though to kind of not be an over consumer and kind of really it makes you think about where your food comes from, and I think that's healthy for everyone to do.
You know what we should do instead of you becoming a pescatarian, how about we buy a cow because you can do that.
The exact opposite of what you wanted to do.
I really don't have money to buy a cow.
No, but it's not that expensive.
Meat lasts you like the whole year. You can buy like a quarter of a cow.
Yeah, you buy a cow. Like, you know exactly where it came from. Yeah. You know who killed it.
Yeah.
You know how they killed it. It's like...
Oh, see, I get better than that.
I don't have a big enough freezer for that.
Oh, yeah. You need a deep freeze.
Yeah. I just bought it.
I'm sorry. Your whole cow will not fit in that freezer, no matter how big it is.
You don't buy a whole cow. A whole cow will last you like 5 years. As a single person, you buy like half or a quarter of a cow.
Like five people buy a cow.
Yeah, and you split up all the meat. And you have it all cut differently. Because my dad's a hunter. They do this with moose and deer all the time. I actually came home with a bag of moose today.
I don't cook enough for that.
But at least, like, it's the humane way to eat meat. You know what I mean?
I agree. But being single, there's no way. I'm going to cook that meat.
You should try your
meat. I'm going to try that. if that fails next year,
you let
we'll
us
buy
know.
A cow.
Okay, next year we'll buy
next
a cow.
Next year's resolution, you guys buy a cow.
All right, sounds good. So, Sloan, tell us about your trip then. You're leaving.
us.
I'm leaving. No. Well, one day I will leave forever.
One day. So you're leaving to go to Dublin,
well,
right?
I'm going to Ireland.
Ireland.
To go to Dublin and Cork.
And the main reason why you're going is?
Because I plan on moving there in 8 months.
What?
Yeah. She wants to move there forever.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Well,
no, it's not.
Well, it is a little bit. No, come
it's
on.
Exciting for her. I know it sucks for us, but it's
she's
exciting
leaving
for
me.
Her.
I'm leaving everybody. But yeah, because I've been there 2 years ago and I fell in love with the city. Like, literally.
And she wants to go back to see if it was a mistake or not.
Maybe it was like a one-night stand, you know? And so I'm going back. And but in the same time, we're going to go to Scotland as well. So I'll go to Edinburgh. And Glasgow.
What the hell did you just say?
Edinburgh.
Edinburgh, okay.
Edinburgh.
Edinburgh.
I was trying to do Scottish accent right there.
Well, that failed.
Edinburgh.
Oh, that's what that was.
Edinburgh.
Okay.
So laughing.
So you're going there with your...
With my friend. Let's call her Alyssa.
Oh, that's a good name for her, actually.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're going there, and today we were, because she has a boyfriend there, and we are staying with her boyfriend's mother for the first, like, 3-4 nights.
Okay.
So we wanted to, and I mean, I understand why she would stay there. I don't understand why she accepted to have me over, but I'm like, okay, sure, I'll go.
I can't wait. You have to practice your accent. It'd be so hard to talk with the mother. Did you even think about that? Will you understand
her? No, I will. Our Irish people, you understand them really well. It's the Scottish. Scottish are like...
They talk dirty.
No, but it's dirty. It's dirty. They roll their R's and but they have, you know, that like stop go English accent, like I don't know, like pae, you know,
right?
Oh,
and then add like some rolled R's to that
and
like,
R's.
And, like,
but you just like remove the R all to get pae. It's pae. No,
yeah, but let's say in a word where there's not a T in front of the R, after the R, they roll the R's.
Oh, okay.
I mean...
The party.
That was pretty good.
Was that Chinese-like?
Because that's the only accent you do. I can't do any accent, though.
Me
I'm
either.
Just going to go there.
I can't do any.
And, but we've researched, like, the common expressions from,
dialect.
Like, Irish people. No, no, not dialect. Oh, like, okay. Common expression. And one of the things they always say is, look it.
What?
Lick it?
Look it. Like, they'll say...
Phew. That'd be weird. Lick it. Just lick it.
No, they'd be like, let's say, oh, this is a very nice plant. Yeah, look it.
That's so weird.
I know. And anyway, so we've been practicing that. We've been studying.
You've been practicing look
it. We've been studying some of the expressions, and look it is the only one that I've mastered so far. But then again, maybe I'll get there. People are going to be like, look it?
What?
We stopped saying that in the 90s. Yeah.
So all that to say that today, Alyssa and I went shopping to get like the presents of the people that are going to have us over because we're not paying.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So we're shopping for gifts, and then eventually she wants to buy a gift for her boyfriend. And we ended up in Laval, like Carrefour Laval. And honestly, I went there once before. And we get there. And first of all, everybody's so awful. Everybody's so but like disgusting.
Really?
Disgusting.
You should have taken pictures or something.
Yeah, but it's not just their look. It's the way they, you know,
the
handle themselves. Yeah. And then we went to a couple of stores, and the salespeople they have oh my god.
Is that guy?
Yes.
The 24-year-old just texted you again?
Bonsoir, breuvage plus tard ce soir.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Get off.
Oh my god.
Case.
This guy needs to listen to our podcast.
Jeez.
We don't like you.
We need to write the book. She's just not that into you. Jeez.
But like the male version of it. Like, I cannot believe this just happened.
Oh my god.
I was like, I'm good.
Timing,
he stopped
though.
Texting me. No.
No.
So happy it happened while we're recording.
Yeah.
But so anyway, salespeople there, they don't have any normal people skills. Like the social skills of interacting with people when you're a situation of I'm selling something and you want to buy something, they don't have it. It's not only pushy, it's like ridiculously like, what are you doing? So I bought this wonderful new wallet today.
Which I noticed, I love it. I love gold.
She's been talking about it for like it's half beautiful. An hour.
Isn't it gorgeous?
I love it.
So we went to Fossil. In Carrefour Laval, and Alyssa wanted to buy like one of those passport thingy for her boyfriend. So we're looking at it, and everywhere it's a tiny store. So first of all, he's like way into my personal space, and he's like 21, and he's like all pimply face, and I'm just like, back the fuck up,
get out of my bubble.
And he kept on saying, "Oh, ça c'est vraiment cute." But you know, a guy that says, "Oh, ça c'est vraiment cute," and he's not gay or anything, "Ça c'est vraiment cute."
It's like you're trying too hard, fuck.
"Ça c'est vraiment cute." "Oh, ça aussi, ça c'est vraiment cute." And I was like, shut the fuck up. And I was like, I need to get out of here. I'm just gonna fucking smack this guy. And then I pick up this wallet, which I'm like, oh, it's very cute, very cute. And I have it in my hand, and with his hand, he brushed it.
What?
And he's like
he's Vanna White?
Ça, c'est vraiment cute.
Like touching it?
Yes.
Did he touch your hand too in the process?
Oh my God.
And I was like, you're too close.
Here, tu te magasines une claque, là, genre, comme une solide à part de ça. C'est plus une claque, je vais te geler, genre. Oh my. So I ended up not buying the wallet there because I just wanted to get the fuck out of that store.
So how did you get the wallet?
I came back to Montreal, went downtown, and bought it there.
She changed fucking stores.
I changed cities. It was the worst. He was the worst, but all of them were really, really nasty. Honestly. You know,
I hate people like that, though. It's like, I understand you need to make your sale and you need to, like, do whatever your commission and stuff, but let me freaking shop.
I know.
Like, the worst, the people in eyeglasses stores. The worst. I bought eyeglasses online today for the first time because I can't stand stores anymore.
Right.
Like, they come in and they're like, oh, try this pair. And you're like, I don't even need to try it. It's going to be fucking retarded on me. Just go away. I'm going to try these ones. Like, let people shop.
I know.
Like, fuck it. Ugh, I hate that.
But also, if this guy listens to our podcast, which he won't because he's from Laval. He has no clue what the world outside of Laval looks like.
Or English people.
I'd be like, hey, how about you come up with other adjectives other than sussy cute. Just like, for Christ's sake, we're talking about wallet. Tell me, like, oh, this is like, this leather is like, it's really good quality. I don't know. Fucking n'importe quel bullshit.
Talk about how many cards you can fit inside of it.
Yeah, that would be a good point. But I mean, it was just perfect. You know, I really like the wallet, which is the only reason why I went by.
Just not the guy.
Oh man, that guy. But my friend ended up buying her passport thingy there, and she could not wait to get out of the store. She was like, oh my God.
I'm so happy that I didn't have to buy anybody's presents this year, because I don't think I would be able to go into a store. I don't know.
Yeah, I did a lot of my shopping this year online for the first time, and I'm quite impressed with online shopping. Amazon is my new friend.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I ended up going to Fairview like 3 days before Christmas. And it was a real zoo. Like a real zoo.
Fairview's pretty bad.
Yeah.
But also 3 days before Christmas, what were you thinking?
I don't know. I don't remember what I wanted to go buy there. I think I was literally just bored at home and I went.
Oh.
And then I regretted that decision very quickly.
Seriously, even today, we were like, oh, you know, we're not going to go shopping on Boxing Day. Are you shitting me?
Yeah.
But even today, we were like, oh, it's not Boxing Day, but it's Saturday. And we got up really early. We were at the store at like 10 o'clock this morning, and it was already packed with people.
It's like Boxing Week, though. Boxing Day is more than just a day now. It's like the whole week.
Boxing Day doesn't even exist anymore. I don't understand why people get up to go to Boxing Day.
Why? Seriously. And every year in the news channel, the 6 o'clock news, you're like, you know, they're interviewing people waiting in line for like Best Buy. And like, so why are you waiting in line? They're gonna tell you the same fucking thing for the deals on this TV that I saw. Oh, you know, it's like, fuck, man. It's the same fucking story every year. Is there anything else that you can talk about? Yeah. Like, pauvre?
It's true.
Fuck.
It's very weird.
I hate people. You know what? I just hate people. That's like one of my resolutions. Stop hating people.
Stop hating people or hate more people and stop interacting with them. Because that would be my resolution. I don't know.
It's kind of my thing, yeah. Just
so I was drinking. I was drinking.
Big surprise.
I was grabbing drinks on New Year's Eve with a few friends of mine.
New Year's Eve or Christmas Eve?
Christmas Eve. Because New Year's Eve technically would be yesterday, right?
Yeah. No, because today.
Today?
This is coming out on Wednesday, no?
Yeah.
Wednesday's New Year's Eve.
So today.
No.
So Christmas Eve. On the 24th, I went to grab drinks, and it was actually the people that are on Old School at the Movies, which are my friends, and they were talking about starting a podcast called All Beer Inside.
What?
Of all boys,
but they were
talking...
Kind of like a spin-off of ours.
A spin-off of our podcast.
We're so awesome, people are doing spin-offs of our podcast.
So basically...
I love the idea.
I thought... First of all, the title is genius for boys. And second of all, how funny would it be if we just listened to each other's podcasts
every week
and we just blast each other all day?
I'm like so into that. Any of them have a mustache?
No.
Oh.
No.
That's not going to work out for me.
Nobody has a mustache, sorry.
Do any of them have beards and tattoos?
No, unfortunately not. But they're all cool guys.
Well, guys, you know what to do.
Get tattoos and get beards. For Sloan. But yeah, but how funny would that be?
I think that's an excellent idea.
Yeah.
I would love that.
So Old School said, and then once a month, we can just all do the podcast in
together.
The same room.
That's what I was saying. We do podcasts together.
Oh my God, that would be a nightmare of free-for-all and editing.
How
but
funny would that be?
That would be the best.
Yeah. So that's what happened, basically.
I think that's awesome. I'm supporting their decision.
But it's cool to have these guys always listen to us because clearly we inspired them. So guys, hey. I think they are our only listeners.
I have a lot of my friends that are
my
actually
brother
listening.
Listens religiously.
Actually, Old School told us that we actually get quite a few, close to like 60 to 100. So
what?
Yeah, I think we have a lot of listeners that don't talk to us.
Write us, please.
Yeah.
We want to know you
but
guys.
But you said that your brother listens to us?
My brother listens to us all the time. And he doesn't write us because one, he doesn't have a Twitter account. Two, it's not incognito on Facebook. So I keep telling him to email us, and he was like, oh, I can email you? I don't think people know they can email us.
Yeah.
You can email us.
Yes.
What is it? Hello at allwineaside.com.
That's our line.
Email
but
us.
Yeah, but I think we have a lot more listeners that we actually...
We need to find these listeners.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to know they're there.
And,
so they can
oh.
see how many people listen to us?
Well, Old School can because it's his network.
It's his network, okay.
It probably has to do with... How about I say that again? It probably has a lot to do with the fact that we're on iTunes now.
Oh, exciting!
And on Stitchers, which I don't know what it is, but
thanks
I added
to
myself.
Thanks to Pia, because she was like, I can't find you, blah, blah,
right,
blah.
Yeah, because
right,
she inspired
kind of
me.
Shout out to Pia, which used to be my intern.
Oh, work. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She's the best. She was the bomb. I wanted to hire her.
Oh, well,
now
she
works for Sidley, and she's doing amazing. I'm
damn
like,
it.
Fuck you.
Freaking Sidley.
Seriously.
No, but she inspired us. She said, hey, how come I can't find you on the podcast network? And I was like, that's probably a question. So we made it happen.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And now next step is Sirius, right?
That's big.
Oh, yeah, the satellite thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, I thought you said Sirius.
Sirius
like,
radio.
Next time,
Sirius XM.
It's like, no, it's Sirius right now. What am I saying next time?
It's already Sirius, okay?
Next time we stop joking around like, fuck this shit.
No.
No, I have to find out how the hell you can get on Sirius. How do you say that?
Sirius.
Sirius.
XM.
Sounds better in French. Sirius.
Everything sounds better in French. Are you kidding me?
Calm down. No?
Yeah, I was going to say it.
Okay, I'm going to cut the first episode here. It ran a little long, so we are going to divide it in two parts. You just listen to the first part. Next week, you can listen to a bonus, which is part 2 of episode 5, although we will call it episode 6, because we're cool like that. And that's it. See you later. Other than that, happy new year, and have fun tonight.
Oh, no, wait. Also, one tip for the girls who are celebrating the New Year's Eve in Montreal. Please.
Don't be a slut.
Don't be a slut. Wear tights. And just don't go out wearing a short dress with no ties and no open-toe shoe. Are you shitting me?
It's fucking January, bitches, okay?
Wait, because I plan to do that on my New Year's Eve party. What if you bring your boots and change inside?
That's fine.
But if I see you, I'm going to the same party as you. If I see you outside in open-toe shoes, I'm calling you out.
No, I would never do that. I have boots.
I went too many clubs in the middle of winter, and the girls in line are wearing open-toed shoes.
Yeah, don't be stupid. Don't get pneumonia just for a fucking party. Definitely not.
It ain't worth it.
Yeah, but definitely have fun and tell us your drunken stories on the Drunken Station.
And your New Year's resolutions.
And your New Year's, if you have any.
One of your new ones.
Totally. So we'll talk to you soon.
Stay drunk, Montreal.
Bye.